Hello and welcome to Python 411, Computer Programming for Everybody. Well, this episode is titled Community News, and then we'll get back to our regular diet of interviews and lectures and tutorials and learning experiences. But a lot of very interesting things are going on in the community. EuroPython has just been held in Switzerland. And a lot of really good information came out of there. In fact, if anyone wants to send me a personal report, I'd be glad to share it with the audience. But you can follow the blogs and read some of the new presentations that have been put forward from EuroPython, and I certainly find that extremely interesting. In particular, there were two keynote presentations given that are of great note. First of all, by Guido von Rossum himself, he gave a presentation on Python 3000. Now, he's been talking a lot about Python 3000 in recent weeks and months, and in fact, at PyCon in Dallas, he gave a presentation, which I reported on here, and I found it quite interesting, and I noted that it was going to happen a lot sooner than what I had anticipated. For a long time, I thought Python 3000 was far in the future, but the EuroPython presentation that Guido gave, which is online, just go to the Python website and search for it, you'll find it, is well worth reading. Basically, he says that the first alpha or beta release will be in 2007, and he hopes that the final release will be in 2008. So 2008, that's really soon, and again, Guido went over the major changes and additions and improvements, which will be in Python 3000, and I think you should definitely read up on these. It will be the single biggest leap forward in the language in, well, probably ever since its creation. And this superior evolution of the Python language is really one of the main features and main advantages of being in the Python community, because the sheer competence at which this development is happening is phenomenal. And Guido is a guiding hand, and he takes suggestions from everyone, but ultimately he makes the decisions because, as he said, he obsesses over getting the best implementation, the very best implementation and trade-off on new features. So Python 3000 is the first version that will allow, you know, minor backwards incompatibilities in order to really improve the language, to correct some things that could have, you know, from the very beginning, and yet still not be that different. And so I think that by the time Python 3000 comes out, the Python language will be miles ahead of almost any other language of its type in terms of its modernity and its power, its speed of execution, and its implementation of new features, in addition to all the other good things that we already know and love about Python. So this is really big news, and again, I think it's going to be just an exciting countdown over the next 2 years to see this whole thing develop, and I think that Python will become much more popular because of it, and especially after Python 3000 is out there. And, you know, Python 3000 along with PyPy, the implementation of Python in Py, and stackless Python and things of that kind, are going to really add to the usability of Python for advanced applications. And even though I personally won't need those kind of advanced features, it'll just make the Python community stronger and bigger and add to the already wealth of tools and applications. And, you know, the healthier, vibrant community, it makes it more interesting for all of us. So it's really a joy to be part of. From EuroPython, as I say, there were a lot of other interesting developments. I won't cover them here, but you should look into it. Another thing that I want to mention here is that I've updated my tutorial section quite a bit on my website. The reason I always update it with new tutorials from time to time, but in the last month or so, more so than usual, because there's been a lot of development in a lot of tutorials coming out in subjects that are, while covered previously, perhaps, are covered more thoroughly and in more detail, and some of the, I think you can see some of the future developing by looking at the subjects that are being covered and added to the tutorial section. The ones that are prominently getting new activity are threading, so program tutorials about Python and threading and various subcategories of threading, and concurrent programming with Python, which of course goes along with threading. And I think that those two topics, well, even along with stackless, which really is good for threading programs and concurrent programming, those three topics, I think we're seeing activity there because that is becoming a more important part of programming for microprocessors that have more than one core. So parallel programming of a type. So threading, concurrent programming, and stackless, good new tutorials. And other subjects that are getting attention are robotics and linguistics and science. Now, as I've pointed out before, Python has a very large strength in the scientific community. So SciPy, and we had the professor from Germany not too long ago who talked about the use of Python in the scientific community. It's always been strong, and it's getting stronger. And robotics now, we see some very, very good tutorials on using Python for robotics programming. And this ties in with the professor from MIT who gave an excellent talk at the PyCon in Dallas. So it's another extension of Python into a very important field for the future. And linguistics, I think there's always been a lot of activity Python with the natural language toolkit. And I noticed a couple of good new tutorials covering linguistics type topics. And there's a new book out. Well, actually, it's not published yet, for Python and linguistics. And I put an advance order because I'm very interested in reading up on that. And I'll review it once I get it. I'll review it on here. But I think it shows that with Python, you have advanced work going on in these leading edge categories. So, and one last comment on the tutorials page on my website. It's not so much how many tutorials are there. There have been over 300 for a while. I've stopped adding new tutorials in categories where there's already a dozen or 20 fine examples already, unless they add something new. But I've tried to pay more attention to categorization. So there's 50 categories now. That it's good for just browsing through and seeing what you might be interested in to study up on. And it's a good way to get ideas of new things to study and look into in the Python language. Turning to things that I've been doing recently, I think I mentioned previously, but I've been reading a book called WXPython in Action by Robin Dunn, the creator of WXPython, and Noel Rappin. This is a new book this year by Manning Publications, and it's really excellent. It's a deep book. It's not really for beginners. It's for people very serious about GUI programming, and I have not read it cover to cover. I think it's the first of the three sections is sort of an introduction, which I've read very carefully. There's a lot of good material in that introduction to WXPython, which covers various, in addition to WXPython, it covers various GUI programming concepts, like the model view controller paradigm, in great detail, and gave me a better understanding of what this is all about. The next two sections are more of a very deep reference or documentation of the WXPython widgets and controls and events. And I've read quite a bit of that, but it's the kind of thing that I think I will use for a long time. This book will be a reference book for the next 5 years for me as I do any programming with WXPython, which I'm trying to do. I'm not an expert in GUI programming at all, but I do some, and it really helps to have this kind of documentation. I like WXPython because it's very cross-platform and it looks very good, but it's a little bit difficult for me. So I think this book is of great use, and I do recommend it to anyone who uses WXPython. I can't imagine there will be a better reference book come out for WXPython, since of course Robin Dunn is the creator of it, and this one's very up to date. And obviously a lot of care went into it. I think it was not hastily put together at all. So I do recommend it quite a bit. And I am going to put a review on my website in the book review section once I get around to it. And the reason I'm reading that, of course, is because I'm still working a little bit on my FireDrop plugin programming. Don't have as much time to spend on it as I would like due to work and family commitments, but working on it. Then there's been a new release of FireDrop that came out, and I highly recommend it, again, as a blogging client or as just a good Python open source project if you want to get involved in something, because there is a plugin module which makes it really easy to write plugins, and there's support now for HaloScan comments, and there's work going forward on a podcasting module and various other plugin modules that will be. So I do recommend, and it uses WXPython along with WAX. Hans Noack, WAX sits on top of WXPython to make it even more Pythonic and easier to do the GUI programming. So again, I recommend that if you have a chance to look into that. Okay. Turning to the future, had a pretty good response from the last podcast of Python 411, where I asked for inputs from users, listeners who would be willing to share. And I think one of the main things I'm going to focus on is interviews. I think those are one of the best features, most interesting things that I can do. And I have some interesting interviews coming up, and I have done a lot of work to try to improve the sound quality and even out the volume levels. So using some new software there. And I think, you know, rather than these kind of news podcasts, although they'll occur from time to time, I'm going to try to do a lot of interviews and also get back to some tutorials and lectures on very specific topics. I do have a couple of more lectures from Dr. Sergio Rey of San Diego State University, which I think will be quite good. I'm going to try to edit them and work on the sound quality, but none of them as long as the object orientation, but still very good for people who are learning new concepts and also for review. I find that even on topics that I use all the time, it never hurts to review to help me remember things and to look at things from a new angle. And I hope you agree, because those kind of things I intend to share from time to time on this podcast series. Okay, I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast that there were two great keynotes given at EuroPython, but I only talked about one, the one by Guido on Python 3000. The other one that I want to mention was by no less eminent a personage than Alan Kay. Alan Kay has been a creative leader in the software industry for as long as I can remember, and especially in education of children in programming. And as you know, Guido has always had an interest in education, and he hopes that that's one of the great things about Python, is using to educate people. And in the case of this presentation, this keynote Alan Kay gave was about education of children using Squeak, a language that he invented, which is, I think, perfect for educational purposes. And Guido von Rossum was so impressed by Alan Kay's keynote that he wrote on his blog, on Artema Blogs, which you can find easily by searching Google, and he wrote how impressed he was and gave an overview of what Alan Kay presented, and then linked to places where you can follow through, which I did. And Alan Kay has spent probably more energy than anyone, perhaps, in thinking about how to educate people in children in the world in computer programming, and even in third world countries. And you may recall that there is a major effort going on to create a $100 laptop for third world countries, for all countries in the world, and that next year they hope to roll this out. This originally, I think, came out of the MIT Media Center or Artificial Intelligence Center, and Nicholas Negroponte, who used to head that Media Center up at MIT, is the moving force behind this. And there are podcasts, so you can just search on Google. And, you know, this has been going on for a long time. And a $100 laptop, and one of Alan Kay's dreams is that this laptop will also have software on it that will be perfect for teaching children programming. And Squeak is such a language. But as Alan Kay pointed out, Squeak doesn't have all of the, it's not as big a community as Python, and he's hopeful that the Python community will pick up and implement some of these child-friendly ideas and concepts into the Python language, modules that will be useful for that. And already there's activity, especially with Guido focusing on it. There was a comment on, I think from David Boddy on Guido's blog that said, he said, let's try to get together and implement some of these ideas that Alan Kay's talking about in Python. So again, it's not that they're not available in Squeak, but the point is that if they're available in Python and Python is included, it's going to be an open source software package on this $100 laptop, Linux-based, with Python included, and Python could become the language of choice for children around the world. I think it would be great if anyone could read up on it and if anyone could contribute to that. Wow, that would be a wonderful thing to make the world a better place and also to help grow the Python community for the long term from the grassroots level. And the whole $100 laptop idea is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And again, it just shows the vibrancy of the Python community, and so many things of this sort are going on that it's impossible to talk about them all, and I just talk about a couple here. So, okay, those are the news from around the community. The Usenet news group is as active as ever, and every day I find something interesting to read on there. And I read some of the major blogs, and going to try to hit a weekly schedule now. There's a lot of interviews lined up and some good tutorials and lectures. So for now, I'm going to sign off with, this is your host, Ron Stevens, with Python 411, computer programming for everybody.